Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Gang, gang, welcome here. By Jonathan Nelson. You have to believe. I mean, I wish I had another way of saying this. Brothers and sisters, you have to believe. That's what it's all about. It's about believing in the Word of God. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are going to have a word of prayer. We got Evangelist. Wait a minute. Look like we got Evangelist Renee here. Praise God. I bet you, Evangelist Renee, would you like to give us a word of prayer, please?
I'm not sure I can do that.
No, you hear me, Evangelist Renee? Hello? Well, Evangelist Renee, can you give us a word of prayer?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Okay, first, I'm an honor to God. Here we go. Our Father, just in heaven, we come before you this afternoon with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you for blessing us to see another day that was not come. I personally thank you, dear Lord, standing on your word. I am still in the hospital by your sight. I will be here. I am here.
Yes.
Because I am much better. I thank the Lord for his blessing, accepting my body.
Yes.
I thank everyone for all their prayers. Their prayers work. Thank you, Lord. Most of all, I thank my Father in heaven for covering my body. Give me my strength, right mind. Now that right mind is a snap. I mean, here, know what's going on. And you know, she's like, well, I'm not sure. But I think for me, he brought me back. My blood pressure was pretty low. That I almost left it. He said, no, I'm not ready for you yet. I'm just sitting on that back. Just thank you for all his many blessings. I asked for his love. Bless the sick and the sadder and the bereaved. I give him a blessing for the reason. Touch the bear, stand with the sin. Just ask for his blessing. He said, I'm blessed. Well, in the country. Bless the anger. Just bless him. They would be the right place. Get it? We have to see the blessed are we do. Our ears are open. Our minds are open to receive your word.
And amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for that heartfelt prayer. And you're absolutely right. People got to know, man, God got the last say. The doctors don't have that. They're not privileged. They're not. I don't care how many degrees they have. I don't care how long they've been in school. I don't care the surgeries they perform. I don't care how many successes they have. Have nothing to do with you. God have the last say on you. And when he says it, it will be right. Trust and believe. Hallelujah. Thank you for that prayer. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. And I want to add that we'll continue to pray for Israel, and that God, that America do what God has decreed for her to do, as quasi it may have been kelp. God have called America to look over his word and to govern, because we have made that decision that God, we is putting God's word first. We put it on our monies. We used to have it in our schools, but most of all, we have it in our hearts. In God we trust. Most folks in America, even if they don't really know God, they still say they trust God. God is number one in America. There's other countries I've been to. They debate who God is. They'll throw Buddhists to you. They'll throw a lot of people. And the only way you're going to ever see that, you got to get outside the United States. They want to debate your God, see. But I want you to know God have put America in control. Yes, America is policing the world right now because the Spirit of God is here. That's why America got to get back on her job. But we're here for the review, and anyone would like to share anything on the review, press 1. Anything you heard this week, you want to share it, press 1. We'll let you in. And meanwhile, we've talked about a lot this week. Oh, let me give a praise report on Minister Robinson. He's in rehab, praise God, doing real well. What's going to take him, I think, like so many 9 months, he's going to be able to do it in 9 weeks. So praise God for that. And maybe even less, according to his records. I just believe. I just believe. I mean, if you want to believe for that, I'm believing with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't get no fight with me. I'm believing with you. If they said 9 months and you said 9 weeks and God says the same, I say the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why not? But he's in the rehab, and I wanted to give that, and my daughter, she's doing great. I want to give that report. Now, we talked this week on a lot of things. Like I said, if you have anything you want to say, just press 1. We talked on a step by faith into his grace. A step of faith into his grace. However you want to say it, it has to be a step into his grace by faith. Several scriptures we went through this week. One of the scriptures we discussed, and I don't know how much of this we're going to get into. I really wanted to pick up where we left off on Friday, but the Spirit is saying go back. So I'm gonna be obedient and go back. And go back, because when you're stepping into faith, it's as though you're stepping into God's presence. Look at it like that. Because without it, you can't please him. Remember? So now what we're doing here is that we're acknowledging God, because his word says, I'll go over here and find it right quick for you guys. It would be over in the book of Hebrews. Help me, Holy Spirit. In the book of Hebrews, I believe it's around this 10 chapter and the 6th verse. That's what I want to say. Wait a minute. Let me go find this here. I'll find it right quick, and we'll get into it. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Okay? So when you step into faith, you're pleasing God. You're in his presence. You are telling God, I don't know why I'm telling you. I'm thinking it. Without faith, it's impossible. The 11th chapter. Let me go find this right quick. 11th chapter, praise God. I think it's around the 6th verse. Because what God does is he opens up by telling us that this is what I want you to depend on. It's faith. Why? Because that becomes your substance. That's become what you're depending on. And that becomes what you got to rely on. So by faith, the elders had obtained a good report. You got a good report. You know why? It was through faith. And not only that, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. And it's through faith that we understand it. And he goes on to give a couple of illustrations, because he says that by faith Abel, you know, he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness. He was righteous, and God testified. God made a testimony here. God testified of his gift. And by it, he being dead, yet speak. Then it goes on to tell us that by faith Enoch was translated. So he's letting us know without faith it's impossible to please God. So a step of faith is into his grace. If you can see this like this now, these people operated in faith. So guess what he says over in Hebrews 12. I'm glad you asked me, because that was our foundational scripture. The first verse is, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with such great clouds of witnesses. In other words, he said, all these many people had faith in God. And they're all around us. Just look around us. And he give a list of all these people that have faith. Boy, when I saw that like that, my spirit just started jumping. God said, you got all these other folks. You ain't the only one. All these other people is believing for. A lot of times I think about Evangelist Renee. But then the Lord said, oh, she ain't the only one. There's Evangelist Sharon. There's Brother William. There's Minister Robinson. See, all these witnesses we have, brothers and sisters, who just made that step, or you could say a leap or whatever, but they trust God. That's the thing here. So what they did is, to make it real plain for you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Awesome. Awesome. Set down at the throne of God. You know why? To bless us. To minister to us. So, know now that you're in God's class. You have eternal life. You becoming an eternal being. You're in the presence of the Master. You right along with Yesu. You right along with Jesus Christ. You right along with the messenger. You're in his presence. So no longer are you alone now. You join the team. Woo, preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. See, when you acknowledge that there had been so great cloud of witnesses, meaning all these prisoners who have blazed the way for us, they've been like pioneers. They were prisoners to faith. They became pioneers who blazed the way. All of these, they're veterans. They're cheering us on. Go forward. Stay in that faith. Step in that faith. God will make it happen for you. It will work. See, these are pioneers who have blazed the way. And what I like about this is that they're cheering us on. I mean, we better get on it, brothers and sisters. It can happen. It can happen. God made it happen. All we got to do is step up to the plate. Step up to the plate. And what do? You look unto Jesus. Why? Because he is the Alpha. That's why you look into him. And somebody said, I don't know nobody else to look to. I can't look to the president. Our Congress confused. They can't even elect a speaker for the House. The president don't have enough power to even give weapons to Russia to defend themselves. I can't look to my father, my earthly father. I don't even know him. And then if I did know him, he ain't have no power to help me. I can't look to my job. All they want out of me is what I can give them. It's sad. I can't even look to the hospital for healing. My healing has to come from God. And if you don't believe it, you ask Evangelist Renee. Ask her. Ask Evangelist Sharon. It has to come from a higher power, a higher source. So, in other words, I don't have no choice. I like it like that. I don't have no choice. I don't even have to compromise now. I have to look unto Jesus, who is the author. And then, matter of fact, he is the author. So why not? Huh? Why not? Why not look unto him? He started this thing, and he finished it.
Amen.
Matter of fact, he the one that endured my suffering for me. He the one took all my sins for me. He endured the cross. See, he endured that for me. He endured all of that so I can operate with God now. So, look at it like this, brother and sister. We're in God class now because we're operating in faith. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't it wonderful to know that, man, when you step into faith, you step into God's grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, do I need to show you this? Do I need to go to Ephesians? Huh? Do I need, if I need to go there, tell me, because I'll go there, see? But I want you to know, you are saved by God's faith, by God's grace, but it's through faith. Yeah. That's how that works. It's not of yourself.
Amen.
Yeah, that's how that works. You are saved. If you look at it spiritually and based on the word of God, you're saved by grace, but it's through your faith. It ain't through your faith, but it's by your faith. That's the way I understand that thing to be. That's why we need to keep that unity. We got all these witnesses that have told us this is the way it happens. Yeah. We are saved by God's, listen, brothers and sisters, it's by his grace. It's by his grace, but it's through one faith. But it's by his grace. Let us be smart when it comes to this, please. Let us be wise when it comes to this.
Yeah.
That God is rich into mercy. He had mercy and allowed us to use our faith to access this grace. Remember, he said, even when you were dead to sin, have he quickened us together with Christ? By grace, you are saved. Remember? Yeah. You got to remember that. Therefore, by grace are you saved, but it's through faith. So you need faith to make grace work. Woo, preach.
Amen.
See, grace doesn't work without faith. Oh, shucks, Pastor, I didn't. Yeah, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Grace is out there, but it takes faith to make it operate. See, God made every man his own mortal and free agent. He ain't finna just jump into your life. As much as he want to have a relationship with us, God ain't finna make you do anything. He gonna offer you. He offer you all of this stuff. He wanted relationship. He wanted us to be with him, and so he offered this stuff. And the greatest thing he ever offered mankind was his grace. He said, I'll save you. I got grace to save you, but it's going to be through your faith. That's how it's going to have to happen.
Amen.
And not of yourself. Matter of fact, he said, it's a gift of God. That's what it is. Not a work.
Because
if it was a work, everybody be bragging.
Amen.
So you can't brag like you brag about your position in the church, your position here, and you do that. No, you can't brag now. There ain't no bragging stuff here.
Yeah. Amen.
You have he quickened together with Christ. How? By grace. How? Through your faith. So it's through your faith that makes grace work. See, that's how that works.
Amen.
But we talked about that. And let me say this, too, because, you know, I keep on dodging this. And today I gotta go ahead on and just tell y'all, brothers and sisters, I mean, I got to be honest with you today. You can throw law out the door.
All right.
Now, everybody ain't going to tell you this. But just for the record, you can go and throw all the laws out the window. Throw it out the door. You know why? I didn't say this. God said this. We read this the other day. I think it was over there in Why do I want to say it was in Romans? I think it was in Romans. It was in Romans 6 and 14. That was one of our scriptures. So let's go there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can go there. I keep on dancing around it, but the Lord said, I need to talk about this for a moment. So remember, this is the review. It's just not my review. It's all of our review. But if you ain't going to say nothing now, I ain't going to sit up here and let all this time. What they say, time is money, money is time. I ain't finna let this just go to waste. I'll speak on behalf of Christ. But in Romans 6:14, at the King James, we'll ask Pastor Shear read it at the Messenger Bible. At the King James, if I can get to it. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And reading from the Message Bible, don't even run little errands that are not connected with that old way of life. Throw yourself wholeheartedly and full time. Remember, you've been raised from the dead into God's way of doing things. Sin can't tell you how to live. After all, you're not living under that old training any longer. You're living in the freedom of God. Amen, amen.
Yeah, see, I understand what the law was. The law was really made to govern man. It wasn't never made to have dominion over us. The law was made for like a guideline, so to speak. You know, like a plumb line. Show you how to line up. But it could never help you. It could only show you. It could help you.
Amen.
It was a schoolmaster. It took you to Christ. It led you to that place. But when it got there, that was the end of it. About much as it can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's about much you can do. I'll just be honest, y'all. But it wasn't going to stop you from sinning. It wasn't going to stop. It wasn't going to save you. There's no saving power in the law. I get it, y'all. I know these scriptures. I know where it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse you to keep my commandment and my law? I get all of that. I remember Midian, Moses' sister. I remember all of this stuff. I remember how the laws work. But let me tell you something, dear heart. That couldn't save nobody. The law will not save you.
Amen.
So when I tell you to toss it, toss it. Why? Because we have a better covenant built on better promises. What we have is grace and truth. Oh, they didn't have grace. Yeah, they had, but it wasn't activated. They couldn't live under that. God had to first prove to them that they couldn't keep it.
Yeah.
Couldn't keep the law. That there was a need for grace and truth. And once they could see that, then God could implement that. Remember, this is ever evolving, if you will. Ever learning, ever maturing. See, we was all like babes when you come to Christ. We was in the same boat. So God has to raise us all of us, all his children. He got to raise them. Got to raise them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he does that. And let me tell you this, too. Put a pin there. Because grace gives you 100%, or if I should say, grace makes you 100% equipped. Grace trains you. Grace raises you. Grace will direct you. See, when you understand that it's sufficient at every level of your life, if you use faith now, because I told you to take faith to activate the grace. So if you're a step into faith, it's a step into grace. But somebody here in a moment. I guarantee you, somebody, if you ain't already got it, that's what other folks, you're going to get it. See, grace works better. Now, it's not that God can't use it, because when he gave Jesus Christ to the world, that was grace. He says,
Amen.
Okay, it's your opportunity now to get out of jail. Wherever, I don't want to get out of jail. Don't mean they can't. That there had been a way made. That he paved the way. Made a highway right through that. Say, okay, here you can jump in this highway right here, and this is the way out. This is the way forward right here. This is the way forward right here. But it's going to have to be through faith. If you want to get to the grace, it's going to have to be faith, because faith is going to make you step out down that road.
Yeah.
But you're no longer under the law, but under grace. We won't get it. Let me go on and review this thing, because I'm messing around here, and I want to preach, brothers and sisters. I tell you, it's a blessing, man. Do you realize it's a blessing to know that you're in God's presence? Those that are walking in faith, you're walking in God's presence, man. God got you because that you start pleasing him. And remember we talked about the relationship? It's clear to me now.
Amen.
When you chose to operate in faith, you chose to operate in eternal life.
Thank you, Lord.
Made first things first. That's what you did.
Thank you, Lord.
You decided to be like God. You decided to do a Romans 10:9-10. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Now, let me tell y'all this right now. When you operating in faith, Evangelist Sharon, you're in God's backyard and the front yard.
Come on.
You're on God's property now. He got security cameras everywhere. He sees you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yeah. I was telling Minister Robinson, he in rehab, and the difference was 9 weeks to, I don't know, 9 days. I think it was a 9 week or 9 month, something. But anyway, it's either 9 weeks, but he's completing it in 9 days, or it's 9 months and he completed it in 9 weeks. But anyway, however, it's only going to take 10% of that. And God going to bless him. He's going to still bless him. Who all know you ain't got to have surgery all the time for God to bless you. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
God opened up another door. But what I was sharing is, listen, brother and sister, it's by faith, man. It's a faith walk. I can't wait till tomorrow to get into this. I'm just trying to do the review the best I can. But boy, I tell you, I just want you to know, you ain't doing nothing without faith. Now you can put that in your pipe and smoke it, as they say, figuratively. Don't be smoking no pipe. But you can take that one to bed with you. Without faith, you ain't doing nothing with God. Nothing.
Amen.
Because you can't praise him. How you going to praise him?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I was growing up, when I was a teenager, Evangelist Renee, I was growing up, and I think I was about 16, 17. And if a boy didn't have no car, there was a certain girl, they wasn't going out with you. But there was one group of girls, if you was going to go out, take them out, you had to have a car. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. I mean, I don't care how pretty your bicycle was, it wasn't interesting. Couldn't please you. Only thing pleasing was a car. And if you had a convertible, like I had, see, I had a hard time convertible, well, you could get some folks up in that car. Well, I mean, you can get one pretty good. See how ugly you were, you can get a pretty girl, see? Because you met the requirements. The requirement was to have a car. Well, what did I tell y'all that? Because if you want to get with God, you got to have faith.
Amen.
Yeah, ain't no other way around it. Mm-hmm. Not having faith is like not having water. Not having faith is not like, it's like not having electricity for a light bulb. Not having faith.
Come on, say it.
It's, Sharon said one time about oxygen. It's like not having oxygen. Who want to not have oxygen? How you going to make it, Pastor? How you going to make it without oxygen? You need an oxygen.
You can't make it without
a tank or something. You ain't going to make it on this side without some oxygen.
Amen.
Right. You're trying to go out of space without oxygen. Wherever you go, you need oxygen. So you need faith the same way, okay?
That's right.
It's beyond essential. It's one of them musts. You got to have it. Because without it, you ain't pleasing God. And then that brings us to another point. And that is that we understand that if you're going to have a relationship, there are certain things that requires in the relationship.
Same.
I always like to think, Pastor, there's deal breakers, okay? There's deal breakers. Y'all been out here long enough. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't have to be all, I don't want to use the word Christian, but I don't have to go there. I'm telling you, there are deal breakers. You ever had been in a relationship? Like I remember, I think a pastor told me this one time. I'm going to go and put it out there. This guy was trying to talk to pastor, and pastor let him know, hey, if you ain't going to be in the ministry, if you ain't about God, I can't even talk
Amen.
To you. I can't remember you just hear that power. Hey, whoever you were,
that's right.
You got to be about God, man.
Amen.
Because if you ain't, that's a deal breaker. And I'm the same way. If you don't love the Lord, hey, you ain't got nothing for the Word of God. You got to go beyond just saying you love the Lord. You got to have this craving where you want to be in the Word
that's
of God. You want to be in the Word of noon. I mean, you got to have that. You got to have that. Well, I ain't even interested.
Amen.
Now, there's other deal breakers. I probably could put up with somebody, I don't know, wearing short dresses, tight pants. Maybe even smoking. I can put up with that for a while. These could all be deal breakers. But a real deal breaker for me is you are not interested in the Word of God, we're done. Right there. Boom. Deal breaker. Well, that's the way God is. God expects a relationship with us. Okay? How do I know that? In John 15, come go there with me, Pastor. John 15 and 7. If y'all will, John 15 and 7, if I can get there, I'll get there in a minute. Y'all just, that man said, hold me. Y'all just wait for me there for a second. In John 15, 7, and you got to see this from a lot of different angles, but have you ever thought about intimacy, what that really means? Oh, Pastor. No, I'm not being vulgar. I'm telling you, man, this is intimacy at the highest level. Now, if you read all of that, you'll see we might go back and read it up, because I want you to see. This is relationship like you wouldn't believe once you understand what relationship is. That's what this is here, mm-hmm. see? But in 7, he said this, if you abide in me, see, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen, from the Message Bible. But if you make yourself at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. Amen.
Don't that sound like a romance?
Yes.
Look at her, baby. If you get with me, baby, I give you whatever you want. If you get with me, I'm the man. Mm-hmm. If you get with me, I give you whatever you want. You just ask me. I just want you to hang out with me. I just want you to be mine. If you just live with me, if you come on and hang out with me, and then if you could see that like that, he says, hey, I want to be one with you, and then I want you to be one with me. I'll give you anything you want, baby.
Yeah.
See, God wants the intimacy. And then he says stuff like, I'm the true vine, and my Father's the husbandman. He says, and every branch in me that bears not fruit, he said, I take it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he said, I purge it. In other words, he said, if things ain't going right, I'll shape it. I'll make it right. I'll get it right.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry. Just hang out with me. See, you got to see this from a relationship perspective, from a romance. He says, abide in me, man. Live with me. Hang out with me.
Yeah.
He said, because I want to hang out with you.
Amen.
See, this relationship would be awesome if we do this together. But if you don't hang out with me, you ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Except
Amen.
You abide in me. Hey, it ain't happening. Got to abide in. Why? Because I am the vine. You are the branches.
Mm-hmm.
He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
That's awesome, man.
Hallelujah.
See it from a relationship perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't too much different, brothers and sisters. You ain't going to make it without Christ. I be telling people all the time, if you're in a marriage, both parties need to be equal. Both parties need to be giving and need to be willing and this kind of thing. See, you got to be willing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see, God is willing.
Amen.
He said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, I'm willing to give you everything I got. I think that's what that 7th verse was saying. Yeah, if you abide in me and my word, see, these are conditions for the relationship. Other than this, it's a deal breaker. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, whatever you will is. That's a big word, man.
Hallelujah.
Whatever your will is, baby. Whatever you want. You know, your will is your most, your desire. He said, whatever you desire, baby. Hey, it'll be done under you. I'll make sure it happens.
Yeah.
You number one on the list.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you got to hear God speak, man. He want to speak back to you, but you don't want to talk to him. He want to be romantic with you. He wants you, babe, I'm going to hang out with you. I ain't got nowhere else to go. I'm with you. You number one now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure not going back to Slewfoot. Remember we talked about that Friday. You ain't going to go back to the exes. and play. I mean, as much as you like to bowl, you done found you a good husband or a good wife. You gonna go bowling. You gonna go bowling with your wife. You like to shoot pool. Mm-hmm. You got a good husband. Hey baby, let us go play pool. You ain't trying to go pick up your ex again. Why you going back to the devil stuff? When you see, because you got a new. You remember 2 Corinthians 5:17? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's new. You're a new creation. Yeah. Old things are passed away. Yeah. That's an old relationship. It passed. Matter of fact, it don't even exist anymore. And there you are trying to go back to it. Let it go.
Yeah.
Christ is the end of the law. See, that's what that really. That's what I'm really saying. Somebody else can come to the picture. I'm into that. That's ended. That thing is over. I'm ended relationship. I got a new boo. You don't know nothing about that name, Renee. They call them boo now. I got a new boo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
I know she
knows.
Yeah. Hallelujah. So you got a new boo now. You hanging out with Christ. You're living with him now. He's living with you.
Yeah.
So you don't have no time to be going back trying to do the law. That's ended.
Amen.
You ain't got time to be trying to practice the law. That's over.
Yeah.
See, we got too many people still trying to go back to the exes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then they use words like, well, but, you know, no, you're in a whole new relationship, man. Them old things are passed away.
Hallelujah.
We got some new stuff going on now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank now you. I got some paper for you now. Don't make me go there. Cause I'm real quick to go to Galatians.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Jesus said man ain't justified by his law. But by the faith of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. The law, as far as we're concerned, I think it's in Galatians 2:19, you're dead to the law. So you can live unto Christ. You dead to your ex, so you can live with your new one now. Can't keep on hanging out with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That don't do nothing for you. The law can't do nothing for you.
That's right.
Now, if y'all want a mind blower, I'm going to give you a mind blower. I said I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it now. Because I just really wanted to do through the review, but ain't nobody else in press one, so I'm going to go ahead on. And there's a lot of review here left, man, because we got to do the steps, and we got to talk about John. The past. There's a whole lot of stuff. Got to talk about relationship, fellowship. But I'm finna go somewhere right now. Because I didn't want to go here, but I'm going there now because Spirit telling me to go back. Because this is a revelation for you, man. If you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
In Galatians, in the book of Galatians, I'm going to go to two scriptures. One of them is 3 and 5. And the other one is 3 and 10. 3 and 5 read like this. He therefore, the minister to the spirit and the working of miracles among you, do he do it by the works of the law, or do he do it by the hearing of faith? It's a good question. But faith, he's the answer. But the 10th verse says this, for as many are the workers of the law are under the curse. That's the part I wanted you to say. For as many are the law workers of the law are under the curse. Those people that are practicing the law are under the curse. How do I know that? It's been written, curses anyone that continue not in that which are written in the book of the law to do them. So it's a curse. You ain't doing them. Mm-hmm. It's a curse. There's no exit.
Yeah.
You're cursed. And then you're cursed with the curse. Make it worse.
Have mercy.
You're trying to practice something that you have no knowledge of. You're trying to keep rituals that you have no knowledge of. You're trying to make mm-hmm. something work. Listen, brothers and sisters. Stop it, I say. Stop it. Enjoy
Amen.
Grace and truth. But, Pastor, you can read that if you like.
Okay, from the Message Bible, Galatians 3. Answer this question. Does the God who lavishly provide you with his own presence, his Holy Spirit, working things in your life you could never do for yourself? Does he do these things because of your strenuous moral striving or because you trust him to do them in you? And then 10 said, this is no new doctrine, and that means that anyone who lives by faith, this is no new doctrine, and that means that anyone who tries to live by his own effort, independent of God, is doomed to failure. Scripture backs this up. Utterly cursed is every person who fails to carry out every detail written in the book of the law. Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, Christ, and this is about plain as it gets. Don't get any plainer. Christ is the end of the law.
Wow. Amen. Yes, thank you, Lord.
So if you just take that part and digest that and dissect that and get a clear understanding of what that means, you just scored 100 points without even knowing it. You just got thank rid of a whole Lord. Lot of baggages that you've been carrying around. Got rid of a whole lot of baggage that you've been carrying around. You didn't even need.
Thank you, Lord.
See, so many people, faith is cluttered. Their faith is cluttered with a bunch of garbage. Because mine was, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was, too.
Thank you.
Because, you know, I'm just thinking, okay, you got to do this, you got to do that. You know, this is what my mama said, what my grandmama said. You know, do what the preacher said. You know, so we're living.
Mm-hmm.
No. Wrong.
Yeah.
Now let that stuff go, man. That's toxic.
Amen.
Very toxic.
Yeah.
And it will destroy
it
you. It will destroy you. It destroys our faith. Can I be honest with y'all? It's destroyed your faith, man. All that toxic stuff. Well, you got to keep this and you got to keep that. No, Christ is the end of the law. It's over.
Hallelujah.
It's over.
Hallelujah.
The law code is done with, done away with. It's over.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Stop trying to keep yourself, but you still butt this and butt. No, let that butt. It's over. Anything dealing with the law is a curse. I don't know how that make you feel, but because you see, faith is not feeling. Faith is the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Stop. I mean, I don't want you to be toxic. I want you to let that go, man. Let that go.
Yeah.
God say, let it go. Because Christ is the end of that. He ain't doing that one no more. You up under a new covenant. It's a new day, man. You got a new lover now. The law wasn't your lover. You got a new lover now.
Amen.
You got to let that old girl go, that old boy go. You got to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was my first love. I don't care. Let it go.
Yeah.
Gotta let it go. Cause see, that's what you was raised up with, but that's not what you have to live with.
Amen.
The law will not define you, brothers and sisters. Stop trying to let the law define you. The law will never define you in the eyes of God. Because guess what? It's a curse. God ain't dealing with curses. Yeah. That ain't what defining you. They may brought you, but that's not going to define you.
Thank you, Lord.
That's not defining who you are and what you are. Just like your past problems. That don't define you. But I'm going to stop right there. Anybody else have anything they want to share? Anything you like to share, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. I like to share in Hebrews chapter 8, where it's telling us that they're new. We're in the new covenant now with God. Amen. So verses 1 and 2 of Hebrews 8, verses 1 and 2 says, now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. And then it goes down to the sixth verse where it says, but now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. And when you look at that in the Message Bible, it says, in essence, we have such a high priest, authoritative, right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. And when you go down to the sixth verse, it tells us that Jesus' priestly work far surpasses that these other priests do. What these other priests do, since he's working from a far better plan. If the first plan, the old covenant, had worked out, a second wouldn't have been needed. Praise God. And then when you drop down, it says, this new plan I'm making isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone.
Watch out.
This time I'm writing it out, the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. I'll be their God. They'll be my people. They won't go to school to learn about me or buy a book called God in 5 Easy Lessons. They'll get to know me firsthand, the little and the big, the small and the great. They'll get to know me being kindly forgiven, with the slate of their sins forgiven, wiped clean. And then that 13th verse says, by coming up with a new plan, a new covenant between God and his people, God put the old plan on the shelf, and there is it saved, gathering death. Amen. Praise God. So that just sums it up. Yeah. Let go of that old, because we in the new now. Amen, amen. And you had brought out sometime, I don't know if it was during our weekly service, that it might not have been this week, might have been the week before, how in the law, where they had to have that sacrifice, that blood sacrifice, so they had to have a goat or dove or whatever to take before the priest to be forgiven of your sin. So we don't have to do that. That was the old way. That was under the law. So Jesus fulfilled the law. So we're no longer under that law. Praise God. So just like it says, new. We're under a new covenant. And that covenant means law between. It's between God now, directly. We don't have to go, we don't have to have that in between. But we got to go to man and ask man to forgive us in our stead, and let him tell God, ask God to forgive us. We can go directly to God now. So I thank God for that. Thank God for this lesson, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. That is just so good. Anyone else? Thank you, Pastor, for bringing it up. Anybody else? And thank you again, Evangelist Renee, for the prayer. And thank all you others for participating. And I thank God that we'll continue to thank God for Minister Robinson rehab coming through just fine. And just a couple of things I just needed to mention. I thank God that Israel, Egypt have allowed the food to go through and feed those people in the Palestine nation. I thank God for that. And just seeing prayers answered, because a lot of people have been praying that those people get some relief, medical and food and all that kind of stuff. So the Egyptians decided to let them bring the food through them to get to the people in the palace and in the Gaza Strip. So we're praise thankful God for that. If nothing else, hey, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.